Doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
I'm Steve Weissman with NFL Network now on the Westwood One Radio Network. With his six-game suspension over, Cowboys star Ezekiel Elliott returned to practice Wednesday. Elliott reportedly spent much of his time training in Cabo, Mexico.
It was great. You know, the energy was high. I missed all the guys. They missed me, and we're excited to continue the season.
Teammate DeMarcus Lawrence says Zeke looks, quote, ready to get the ball 80 times Sunday against Seattle. Elsewhere, a big loss for the Rams. Pro Bowl kicker Greg Zuerlein, who leads the NFL in made field goals this season, is headed to injured reserve with a herniated disc. Some other injury news, Panthers linebacker Shaq Thompson was back at practice Wednesday. He missed the past two games with a foot injury. Jags running back Leonard Fournette also returned after missing last Sunday's game. And the Giants interviewed former Panthers general manager Dave Gettleman for their open GM position. Gettleman spent 15 years in the Giants front office before leaving for Carolina in 2013. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome back in. Welcome to hour number two of the Todd Bromelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, with you for the next 2 hours till 7 o'clock tonight. Congratulations, by the way, to Doug in Iowa City, the second caller to correctly identify the movie clip from today's show intro. Scrooged, featuring Bill Murray, an oft-overlooked Christmas classic, in my opinion.
I've actually seen it, so I concur.
It's, when they try to staple the antlers onto the mouse, it gets me every time. And I know that's terrible, and again, things you could probably not get away with doing in a movie today, but 1988, a much, much different time. Plenty more to get to today. By the way, we've got another one of those $50 gift certificates to Elevate Salon and Spa that we're going to give away tomorrow as a last second holiday stocking stuffer. You're getting in truly under the gun there. A couple people have been wondering about local programming next week. Do want to remind everybody, as they're driving home listening to us tonight, there will be no local programming on Monday for Christmas. Then on Tuesday, which is the 26th, there will be no edition of this program, but I will be checking in with Mark Dukes, and Kyle is going to be filling in for Scott Unash on the back end of the gym class from 4 to 5 next Tuesday, and we'll do a little bit of a Pinstripe Bowl preview. Kirk Ferentz is scheduled to have a news conference in New York City that day at Yankee Stadium, so we'll have some audio from that. And then on the 27th, the day of the Pinstripe Bowl between Iowa and Boston College, we will pick up at 3:30 ESPN's national broadcast of that game. Kickoff is set for a little bit after 4 o'clock Central Time here in Iowa, so there will be an abbreviated gym class and no version of this program. And then if all goes well with my travel back to the Midwest, I'll be on the air again on the 28th, which is Thursday. We'll do a full show Thursday and Friday, and then it's off once again for the new year. That's what's coming up for you next week here on the program. Tomorrow, great show. especially looking back on yesterday's early signing period. If you're an Iowa Hawkeye fan, we may be speaking with the Hawkeyes quarterback of the future, Spencer Petras, the California prep who originally had committed to Oregon State and then because of the coaching change reopened the recruiting process and signed yesterday with the Hawkeyes. He's going to join Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com and us in the 6 o'clock hour, the big hour tomorrow, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire, taking a break until 2018. More details to come. I wish I could give them to you now, but folks who listen to us here in Cedar Rapids, I believe you're going to be very excited about this, where we're taking the road trip in 2018 and beyond. Toby Gardenhire joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour, the new manager of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. We're going to hear a little bit of what Kirk Ferentz had to say yesterday at his signing day slash pre-Pinstripe Bowl news conference. But first, this news is just too good to ignore, in my opinion. Alex Kuhn, Vince McMahon may be bringing the XFL back to life. May. According to ESPN, Vince McMahon sold a lot of shares in the WWE, equaling about $100 million worth of shares, so that the money used from that sale could be used to fund a sports-focused company separate from the WWE called Alpha Entertainment. And that company has filed for 5 trademarks on the XFL, the defunct pro football league that McMahon started at the onset of the 2000s that lasted 1 year and folded. Could the Memphis Maniacs be back in the mix? And I'm just going to throw this out there. If the NFL doesn't work out for your brother, could you still be seeing him playing at the Liberty Bowl for the likes of Jerry DiNardo? Or Jerry DiNardo was the Birmingham Bolts head coach. I'm trying to recall who the head coach of the Memphis Maniacs was.
I don't think that that's a very likely possibility. That's just me, though.
XFL. XFL. Gabe could be the guy who runs out and dives for the ball, the opening. Well, remember, they didn't have kickoffs. They put the ball at the 50-yard line and then had two guys run and dive for it, rugby style.
No, I'm just guessing. I guess my guess would be much more educated than others on this topic, but like I said, I don't see that as a huge possibility.
I'm taking a look at
the XFL actually coming back?
Would you like to see a challenge to the NFL? 319-366-1600. Every challenger before it has come and failed. The USFL being the most obvious choice. Jeff Perlman, who's been on this program with us a couple times in the past, great author, writing a book, his next book, which comes out soon, I believe next year at some point in time, is about the USFL. And there's a tie-in to current pop culture, which I remember when we talked with Jeff Perlman, I asked him how much of the USFL book was going to be about the president of the United States, who at the time owned a team in the league, and he said, no, very little. And now I think as we've gone along here, it's going to be more of a focus of the book. But the USFL came along and failed. The XFL didn't last a year. It failed. But the NFL, if it's ever been more vulnerable, I'm not quite sure. You've got the concussions. The stories today with Russell Wilson going back into the game over the weekend and the Seahawks being fined heavily by the NFL for not following the concussion protocol. You continue to have unrest among a section of the fan base, which claims to no longer be part of the NFL fan base. Could a challenge to the NFL in 2018 succeed? 319-366-1600. My answer to that would be not without the talent. Not without the talent. If you're going to start a league to go up against the established American League, National League, in baseball, which, if you know baseball history, about 100 years ago, they tried making a run at it. The players did because of the labor situation in baseball. The ABA and the NBA coexisted side by side, and then the two leagues merged, and the stronger ABA franchises were folded into the NBA. But if you don't have better talent than the NFL, if you can't convince the Josh Jacksons of the world to forego the NFL draft and sign with you, remember the USFL, Jim Kelly, I think Warren Moon, Spencer, Steve Young. There were a lot of great players who wound up in the USFL because of the money. If you don't have that, you're not going to knock the NFL off its perch. I don't care how many people are upset about
it. Well, let's remember what the XFL tried to, the route they tried to go last time. It was to make it a WWE-style, a more violent game because the NFL was, quote, too soft. And that was before the concussion issue. You saw Jeff Brohm, the current quarterback at Purdue, playing in the XFL, clearly concussed, coming back into the game without even being able to walk. You saw the rugby scrum at midfield. You're not going to be able to get away with that in 2018. I just can't imagine. You have that game. Yes, maybe there's a possibility. Let's just say that there's a possibility you get ratings. There's a possibility you make money. You are going to lose that money so fast from lawsuits that you're going to be back out of business.
The WWE and NBC lost approximately $35 million each after taxes on the joint venture. But it also points out the ESPN story that the company also sought to trademark URFL, whatever that could possibly stand for. Your NFL, your football league? I don't know. What's Vince McMahon up to here? 319-366-1600. He sold 3.34 million shares of the World Wrestling Entertainment shares to bring in $100 million, which is going into this company, which he's also involved in, Alpha Entertainment LLC, which Mr. McMahon established to explore investment opportunities across the sports and entertainment landscapes, including professional football. My next question here would be, could Vince McMahon be looking at making a play for the Carolina Panthers? Could the choice be Vince McMahon or Diddy?
I doubt it, but I don't know. I think that from watching that 30 for 30 about the XFL, you kind of got the sense that Vince McMahon had that mentality of he thought that he could absolutely be a competitor to the NFL, and I think he's thinking exactly what you just said a minute ago, Todd. The NFL has never been more vulnerable. The NFL, if there was any time where there could be a challenger to the National Football League, it would be right now. So I can almost guarantee that's his line of thinking on this.
And the text line 5122, thank you for bringing up Herschel Walker as well, another great player who spent some time in the USFL before eventually going to the NFL. Let's go to the phone lines here, 366-1600. And keeper here in Cedar Rapids, Charlie, wants to talk about people who have made a run at the National Football League before. Charlie, go ahead.
Well, as you'd mentioned prior, is that most of these leagues only last a year, and the development of any great player has really never ever been a year. Slash Kelly, Steve Young, and some of those fellas. There's more, I'm sure, but and then the other part is that I think we can disqualify Mr. Diddy or the other fellow you mentioned if they start on Jerry Richardson's background. Don't you think that those other fellows might be a little suspect? And to toss all them names out, we don't really know, but they're going to have to pass a pretty pretty close screening to get by anybody to own the team.
I agree with you. I think in today's climate, it would be extremely difficult for either one of those two guys to wind up owning a franchise.
Like 0.5%, maybe.
right? Two-thirds of the current owners have to sign off and approve, right?
Yeah.
But I do like the fact, and I mentioned this in hour number one, the NFL is using this to poke Major League Baseball because they're making it obvious that they are focused on making sure whoever buys the Panthers has the money to run the team, as opposed to Major League Baseball, which decided to just sell the Marlins to a bunch of people who had to take on a ton of debt just to get the team in their possession. And then, of course, rather than incurring more debt, they sold off players and cut payroll. Is the XFL coming back? 319-366-1600. I don't know. The text line is right on this. Whatever league would come along to try to challenge the NFL would still be dealing with player safety issues. And this is not the environment. Well, I guess it is. I mean, there are still plenty of alpha males out there, macho guys. It is alpha entertainment. Keep that in mind. There's still plenty of macho guys out there who think like Dick Butkus that the game has gone soft, even though they're not the ones that are suffering the concussions and seeing their livelihoods destroyed and devastated. And, you know, every time you talk about this issue, I think about Junior Seau and his family. And here in the state of Iowa, Tyler Sash, we saw a dramatic difference in Tyler Sash after he left Iowa and went to the NFL. And I know his story has been much discussed, and his parents certainly feel that playing in the NFL wound up being detrimental to him. But this will be fascinating to watch here. What do you do with $100 million if you're Vince McMahon and this company, which, by the way, has filed for these five trademarks that have long ago been abandoned, which I thought is another interesting piece of the story here. I don't often like passing along Darren Rovell content pieces, but that one at least jumped off the page at me. This could be interesting and an opportunity for Gabe Kuhn.
No opportunity. Gabe have, for Gabe Kuhn.
Well, he can't have an agent
not yet
until after the
he's allowed to talk to them, but he's not allowed to sign with.
Can you give him my number? I think I'd be a great agent.
Sure.
I think
pay for his training this offseason?
Well, he'd have to pay for it up front, and then the more money that the money that I would get him,
we'd
take care
that.
Of that, Gabe, on the back end. 319-366-1600. Kirk Ferentz met the media yesterday in Iowa City, talked a little bit about the early signing period. Again, Spencer Petras is going to be with us tomorrow. We're going to hear from Kirk coming up in a little bit. But first, Drew in Cedar Rapids is with us, wants to talk about football. Drew, what's up?
You know, this XFL thing is kind of interesting to me, and I think it could work, but you need certain criteria to make it work. I think if it's in smaller markets, like they had, you know, Birmingham and Memphis and stuff like that, I think, you know, cities that have, you know, wanted sort of an entree into like pro sports and don't have those opportunities, I think it could work there. Now, every game of every sport is pretty much on some TV channel. So getting TV rights, you wouldn't necessarily have to rely on like an NBC to get that done. And there's really more talent than ever before. I mean, how many guys on an NFL roster are undrafted players or D2 guys or, you know, FCS guys? I mean, I think there's probably more of a market there than there was in 2001. So I'll hang up and listen.
It's good points. And again, yeah, if you put this in the right market or markets, maybe some smaller markets, and I guess if the approach here is you take and learn from the many mistakes that you made the first time when you had the hubris to think that you were going to go up against the NFL. If you learn from all of those mistakes and put a better product out there than the NFL, maybe you're going to draw some eyeballs to it. But chances are, it's a long shot, to say the least. Now, it starts with the talent, and it goes from there. I have a hard time buying it. And somebody mentioned this the other day that everybody keeps talking about the ratings are being down for the NFL and people aren't watching it. We're in this very strange time where people are beginning to consume games and content in a lot of different ways other than watching it on TV. And so I'm not sold on people completely abandoning the NFL at this point. I think traditional ratings are, I wouldn't say obsolete, I just think you got to take them with a grain of salt because there's a lot more people out there that are falling through the cracks because of how they are consuming. Said, look, I know the number of people that listen to this radio program on a radio frequency, whether it's 1600, 106.3, 107.5, they make up the vast majority of our listenership. But there's people who listen to the podcast at kgymradio.com because they can't listen to it on the radio. I can't explain what the tea leaves are looking at here. But if you sell $100 million worth of your company's stock, and you're going to invest it in another company and look at professional sports ventures, and that company that you're investing in is filing for trademarks on your old XFL teams. Maybe they're going to hit the vintage clothing line. They won't be able to make it in time for Christmas, but you can still get a Memphis Maniacs t-shirt or something. Everything old is new again. Got to go vintage to get the money.
I think 5081 makes a really good point, talking about the rookie wage scale and how low it is. And I think that has been a huge factor is why the product of the NFL has gone down. Teams are willing to pay rookies and guys that they draft before their first big contract because they realize they can get them for cheap. And they weren't able to do that 10 years ago before this CBA was signed, this absolutely terrible CBA, collective bargaining agreement for the players. And that goes out in 2021. And the consequence of that is veteran players aren't getting contracts anymore. Veteran players are being pushed out even when they are still able to play because teams will go back and draft these cheap rookies. So if I think there would be a chance, the way things are written in the NFL now, for another league, if it had enough money, if it offered enough money to draw some of those veterans away and pay those guys, that might be one of the few avenues that a league like the XFL could have.
319-366-1600. A couple of the texters, as you mentioned, pointing out that it wouldn't take a whole lot of money to bring in some young players that, because of the wage scale in the NFL, and then you've got the veterans that are getting pushed out. Hey, Gabe, it's your agent, Todd. I've got a guy on the line from the New York, New Jersey Hitmen. He wants to bring you in. He heard great things about you from the Liberty Bowl. The New York, New Jersey Hitmen, who, if we're lucky, maybe they'll play their games at Yankee Stadium. Maybe this Pinstripe Bowl thing is an opening for Yankee Stadium to serve as a multi-purpose venue.
What would you rather watch? 319-366-1600. LeVar Ball's league of players not going to college or the XFL?
I would rather watch XFL players hit LeVar Ball's players. Somehow combine basketball and football and the minds of LeVar Ball and Vince McMahon, and I think you could possibly have an entertaining ratings juggernaut on your hands. Maybe he's getting into bed with LeVar. Oh, a man can dream. Santa, if you're listening, 527.
LeVar Ball and Vince McMahon.
We'll step aside, take a quick break. They're not all that far off from one another when you stop and think about it. Well, Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. We're going to talk with Toby Gardenhire, the new manager of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, coming up in just a few minutes. Yes, he is the son of Ron Gardenhire, the current manager of the Detroit Tigers. Get a little bit on his background and more. Back with more after this.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. First of all, we'd like to thank everyone in our customer family for a fantastic year and wish everyone the very happiest of holidays. Right now through January 2nd, we will be making some exceptional deals on all of our new Toyotas. With the amazing finance and lease rates that are available, it's really worth taking advantage of. Don't miss out. For those of you who want a new vehicle experience but are in the market for a used vehicle, you'll want to check out our certified used Toyotas that have low finance rates, extra warranty coverage, and come with Toyota of Iowa City's exclusive continued care on our used vehicles, which includes 2 free years of oil changes and tire rotations with no mileage limitation. If you'd like to do business with the dealer that's been voted best of the area every year for the last 8 years, come on in and let's make it easy for you at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1, right off 218 in Iowa City.
Treat her right this season with a gift card from Elevate Salon and Spa. This little beauty comes stylishly wrapped and ready to place under the tree or in a stocking. Choose from any of the Salon and Spa packages or let Elevate help you customize the perfect gift. Elevate her holiday with a gift card from Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Station Southwest and in Northtown Market on Blair's Ferry Road. Stop in and the Elevate staff will be happy to help you, or feel free to order online at ElevateSalons.com.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Text line never ceases to amaze me. As long as Vince McMahon knows what a catch is, the definition of a catch, this may work. Yeah, you've got a point there, especially after last weekend. Kyle's with us. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One's got over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
Iowa State beat Maryland Eastern Shore last night in what turned out to be a surprisingly low-scoring and tightly contested affair, 55-49. The Cyclones led 34-17 at halftime, but 11 of their 17 turnovers came in the second half and let the Hawks crawl back in it. But in the end, Iowa State led from start to finish despite playing only 7 players, led by Cameron Lard with 15 points and Nick Weiler-Babb with 7 points, 6 assists, and 12 rebounds from his point guard position. The Cyclones have now won 9 in a row and will begin Big 12 play next Friday. The Iowa State women were in action earlier today, and they also won 75-47 over Nicholls State. Madison Wise led with 18 points to get the Cyclones over 500 at 6-5, and they too will begin Big 12 play next Thursday. The Iowa women have a game tonight hosting the in-state Drake Bulldogs. It'll be the first game since losing starting point guard Tania Davis. Redshirt freshman Lexi Civilian will be taking over her duties as the 25th-ranked Hawkeyes try to win their 5th in a row as they head into Big Ten play. Tip-off's going to be at 7 o'clock. We've got some high school basketball for you tonight, beginning at 7:30 on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We'll have Washington, Iowa traveling to take on Marion in a boys game. And at the same time on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, we'll have the girls from Dubuque Hempstead traveling to Iowa City West.
All right, the Cedar Rapids Colonels have a new manager in 2018. He's got a familiar last name, and he's very familiar with the Midwest League. He played in Beloit several years ago, made it up to AAA. Toby Gardenhire, set to join us next. 1600 AM, 106.3, 107.5 FM, back after this.
We're going to head to a bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need. For all your healthcare needs, visit us at careprohealthservices.com.
Snoring again.
Oh, sorry.
Is your snoring bothering her? It's possible you have sleep apnea. Talk to your doctor about it. If you do have sleep apnea, find just the right CPAP or BiPAP machine at CarePro Home Medical. They'll get you the correct equipment, make sure you have the right mask with a proper fit, and explain how the equipment works. Help your health. Make her happy with a CPAP from CarePro Home Medical. CarePROHealthServices.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Owens. The Celtics and the Knicks tonight from Madison Square Garden, and it will be the return for Kristaps Porzingis for the New York Knicks. This is new into Sports Center app this hour. Porzingis has missed the Knicks' last 2 games due to lingering soreness in his left knee. Knicks head coach Jeff Hornacek said he has not been told of a minutes restriction for Porzingis. The Georgia Bulldogs are going to be without linebacker Natrez Patrick when they face Oklahoma in the college football playoff semifinals at the Rose Bowl game presented by Northwestern Mutual. This is news according to ESPN's Mark Slabaugh. Patrick has entered a drug rehab program He was facing a misdemeanor drug charge after he was arrested following a traffic stop just hours after the SEC title game. It was his sixth incident regarding marijuana in 3 years since joining the Georgia Bulldogs. This year, he was the team's sixth leading tackler. The National Football League has fined the Seattle Seahawks $100,000 for violating the league's concussion protocol. This back in week number 10, when a quarterback, Russell Wilson, was hit in the mouth and then returned quickly.
No matter what your budget is, take the JCPenney Holiday Challenge and find surprising gifts at even more surprising prices. Save on toys, apparel, and name brand gifts your family will love. Come in the store or go to jcp.com and get everything on your list for less than you think. JCPenney.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
That's the sound of your in-laws' cat perched over your bed at 3 a.m. You wanted to save money this holiday, so you settled for their house. Now you're staring into the eyes of pure evil. If you booked a hotel on Priceline, you could have saved up to 60%. That's up to $120 a night. Plus, you'd be in your own comfortable, cat-free room. Save up to 60% on hotels when you book on Priceline and get the deals you won't find anywhere else.
Express deals are different. Exact hotel shown only after booking.
Book your next business trip at Upside.com and you'll get two amazing gifts this holiday season. A free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones and the gift of a better business travel experience. Upside's customer service specialists are available on demand by chat, phone, and email to make sure your business trip goes smoothly. Plus, they have great prices, too. Go to Upside.com and use code BOMONI to get your free Bose SoundLink wireless headphones. Upside.com, you deserve a better business trip. Headphones available while supplies last. Must be first Upside purchase. $600 minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Guys, time's running out to get her the perfect gift this Christmas. Shop JCPenney now and get everything on her list for less than you think. Now through Sunday, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store and at JCP.com. Plus, find her something she'll really love, like a diamond bracelet for $49.99 after 20% coupon, and find jewelry up to 65% off. Hurry in, JCPenney.
Coupon valid 12/21 to 12/24. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions may apply. See store or JCP.com for details.
5:35, welcome back in, the official halfway point of a Thursday edition, a holiday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Alex Kuhn along with me, our producer Kyle Mann. We've had several people tonight on the Hertin and Stocker text line ask about our Festivus plans. Yes, even though December 23rd falls on a Saturday this year, we're going to allow you to air your grievances on our program tomorrow. So keep that number handy, 319-366-1600. Also, don't forget, head on by KGYMradio.com today. Vote in the Emil's Hideaway poll question. Christmas presents, do you open them Christmas Eve or do you open them Christmas morning? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. We're extremely saddened earlier this month with the reports out of the Twin Cities that our good friend Tommy Watkins was no longer going to be the manager of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, but excited for Tommy. He got a promotion to AA Chattanooga, going to be managing the Lookouts. And that means the Cedar Rapids Colonels have a new manager for the 2018 season. He's a familiar name to Minnesota Twins fans who may remember him coming up through the Twins organization. It's Toby Gardenhire, and he's joining us now on the phone. Toby, Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn, you're going to be hearing a lot from us here over the next several months when you get to Cedar Rapids. But my first question for you is, what do you remember about Cedar Rapids from your time playing in the league in Beloit?
Well, it's good to talk to you guys, first of all. I've played in Cedar Rapids a little bit. I don't remember a ton about it. I remember you guys had a beautiful stadium. I was over in Beloit when I was with the Twins back in 2006, but I remember it was beautiful, and I'm really excited to come to Cedar Rapids.
Toby, the last manager, Tommy Watkins, he talked about his time in the minor leagues as a player, and he went through pretty much everything. And you had a similar experience. You had over 1,600 at-bats in the minor leagues. How much do you think that helps you relate to the players that you're going to be managing, especially here in Cedar Rapids?
Yeah, I think it helps a ton. Me and Tommy are really good friends. I've known Tommy forever. You know, we played a little bit together in spring training and stuff. He was a couple of years ahead of me. But you know, me and Tommy are pretty close. So I think that, you know, I really do think that it helps a lot that, you know, to have all the minor league experience, because it's good to be able to talk to these guys about things that you went through and things that they're going through at the current time. So, it's a lot of fun.
New Colonels manager Toby Gardenhire joining us here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show. And the Colonels, hard to believe, opening day is just a couple months away in early April. The news that you were going to manage the Colonels kind of got out ahead of where the Twins were as far as announcing things, to the point where your dad, Ron Gardenhire, was asked about advice that he would have for you at the winter meetings earlier this month. And he said he thinks your hair might fall out like his. Are you worried about that?
He's been saying a lot of stuff like that for a long time. So, you know, if my hair falls out like his, then I guess I'm just going to have to deal with it. But as of right now, I got a lot more hair than he does, and I'm going to stick with that one.
What was it like growing up with your dad playing in the major leagues? I know you were really young when his career ended, but then he went right into the Twins farm system as a coach. As a matter of fact, led Kenosha to a Midwest League playoff appearance against the Cedar Rapids Reds back in 1988. I'm sure you spent a lot of time around the ballpark with him when you were a young kid.
I did, yeah. You know, I don't remember a ton about his playing career. I was actually born in New York when he was playing for the Mets. But I remember a lot about the coaching career stuff. Kenosha was kind of some of my first memories. And, you know, I was a very lucky kid because I kind of grew up in the ballpark. You know, and I'm a baseball guy, born and bred. So I had a lot of fun growing up. It was a blast. I met a lot of really, really cool people, obviously, that I learned a lot from. And, you know, this has kind of been my life. So I'm very fortunate. It was a lot of fun.
What were some of the biggest things you learned in your first full season as a coach last year?
Well, you know, I actually coached in college for about 5 years before I got into pro ball again. But you know, getting back into pro ball it was really exciting for me. It was a lot of fun. I got the chance to go to Rochester and coach up in AAA for the first half of the season last year with Mike Quadi. And, you know, Stu Clyburn, who's a pitching coach, who was a guy that I had when I was playing. Guys that have been around for a really long time and that are really, really good coaches. And, you know, I just had a lot of fun. Getting back into pro ball stuff is awesome. And, you know, these guys are all trying to get to the big leagues. You know, I'm just trying to figure out ways that I can help them do it. So it's a lot of fun. I'm excited.
How would you describe your managerial philosophy? I know coaching in college, and for those listeners who may not know, it was 5 years at UW-Stout. They have more than just a football program up at UW-Stout. But what's your managerial philosophy going to look like when we see you out at the ballpark this summer?
I don't know. Managerial philosophy, I don't know. But I like to have fun. I like fun. I like the guys that have fun out there. You know, we're going to run around all over the place, and we're going to play hard, and the guys are going to work at it. So, you know, UW-Stout was a really good experience for me. Like you said, they got a pretty good football program. That whole UW system is amazing in football. So I learned a lot being in that. You know, I learned a lot being in that atmosphere too. So I don't know. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to run all over the place. We're going to play hard. We got a good group of kids, so I'm excited.
Now, Toby, you're going to be dealing with a lot of kids that are playing their first full season of professional baseball. What are some of the things that you're going to stress to them, being someone who went through that yourself?
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that I got a chance to do, too, in the last couple of years, is that, to work with some of the rookie ball kids who are just, you know, first getting in. And one thing I always tell them is, you know, enjoy every second that you get a chance to play pro baseball, because you never know when you're not going to be able to do it anymore. And, you know, the opportunity that these kids get, you know, some of them are coming out of big colleges where, you know, they get drafted out of big school, and some of them are out of high school, and, you know, they're all from different backgrounds, but, you know, they have to understand what a great opportunity they have to be a part of a professional baseball organization. I mean, you know, and plus it's, you know, it's a game and they want to go out there and have fun. And that's kind of what I tell the guys is you want to go out there. If you can be one of the guys that goes out there and has fun and is good doing it, then you got a chance to make the big leagues. So a lot of the kids, we're fortunate with the Twins organization, a lot of kids that we have are, you know, in that caliber where they have a lot of fun and they're really good baseball players. So I'm excited. I'm excited for all the kids we get.
Now, one of those kids we saw at the end of last year, there's a very good chance Royce Lewis is going to start the year back here in 2018. How much exposure did you have to him, and how familiar are you with his skills?
Yeah, I'm really familiar with Royce. When he first signed, he came, you know, he came down to the GCL where I was at the, you know, I was there. I was the hitting coach with the GCL after I got back from Rochester. So I was one of the first guys who got a chance to talk to Royce. He's obviously a great kid. He's a great player. You know, he works his butt off. He wants to listen to everything that you have to say. He's great. He's real deal, you know. So, you know, he's got a lot of talent and he wants to listen. He wants to learn. I think he's going to be one of the really good ones. So if we do get a chance to get him back in Cedar Rapids, it'd be really, really fun for all the fans and, you know, for our team to have him.
Is there a level of pressure managing or coaching a number one overall draft pick, or does the excitement outweigh that?
I think the excitement outweighs it. You know, when I was down there last year in Fort Myers, and we first got him, you know, I was kind of like, wow, this is the number one pick. What am I going to talk to him about? And then you meet him, and he's such a good kid, and he works so hard, and you know, he just wants to be like everybody else, and he just wants to be one of the guys. So you know, talking to him and everything, he's very humble. And that kind of humbles you as a coach, too. You're just kind of like, wow, he's just another guy, you know. So you start working with him like he's just another guy. And you know, he's a great kid and he's a great player. So, you know, I'm really excited for Royce's future. So we'll see what happens.
Cedar Rapids Colonels manager Tomi Gardenhire joining us for just a few more minutes. Going to be in town on January 17th for the Colonels Hot Stove Banquet. Tickets available at colonels.com. I'm sure you know Brian Dinkelman pretty well from his time playing in the Twin system. How well do you know, or maybe not at all, the other members of the coaching staff, Sibney and Justin? They're new to the organization.
Yeah, me and Dink, first of all, me and Dink roomed together, actually. We were roommates in Rochester in AAA, and we were roommates in AA, too. So I know Dink really well. Sibney Bayo, who is our new pitching coach, he was working down here with me down in Fort Myers for the last couple of years, so I've got a chance to know him really well, too. And he's a great pitching guy. He's a great pitching coach. You know, he's going to be really, really good for us. And our new pitching coach that we just hired, I don't know as well. I've got a chance to text him a couple times. But from what I hear, he's going to do a really good job, too. So I'm really looking forward to our staff. I think we're going to have a good group of guys. It's going to be a lot of fun.
What is the idea here behind the fourth coach and the Twins, the new front office that's been in charge there for a little over a year now, the philosophy of adding coaches at the minor league level? What are they looking to accomplish?
Well, you know, I think anytime you get more coaches, then that's just more opportunity to reach players. And that's kind of what you're looking for in the minor leagues. The whole goal of the minor leagues is to get guys to the big leagues, get kids to the big leagues. So whatever you can do that, you know, then, you know, that's what you try to do. And I think adding a fourth coach is just another voice for these kids to hear. So if you can add a fourth coach, you know, to the Cedar Rapids team and to every other team in the organization, then, you know, if they have something that you can say that's going to reach one of these kids, that's going to help get them to the big leagues, then, you know, more power to them. So I think that's kind of the idea.
Now, Toby, I ask a lot of people in the minor leagues about this, and I want to get your thoughts on it as well. But a lot of minor league coaches will talk about seeing a player who maybe is a high school kid who's never really failed at the game in his life, seeing him kind of stumble for the first time in the minor leagues. How big do you think that is for the overall development of a player, to see how they respond from that?
Well, I mean, I think it's huge. Everybody's going to fail. Baseball is a game of failure, you know, so everybody's going to fail. And how you bounce back from that failure is kind of what defines players. So, you know, a lot of these kids in high school, you don't fail too much. You know, some of them fail more than others. I think I failed more than a lot of guys in high school. But, you know, some of these kids, like Royce, I know, I was talking to him about his high school career, and, you know, I don't think he failed a whole lot. So when he gets into pro ball and he starts to fail a little bit, And it's how is he going to bounce back from that type of thing? You know, how is he going to, if he goes 0-4 one day, which he may have never done in his life, then how is he going to look the next day? Is he going to come in? Is he going to want to come in at, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon for a 7 o'clock game and take 1,000 swings, or, you know, what's he going to want to do? And, you know, there's a wrong and there's right with that kind of stuff. So, you know, baseball's a game of failure. Everybody's going to fail. It's just a matter of how you bounce back.
Toby, we're looking forward to seeing you next month at the Hot Stove Banquet. And before we let you go, I know it was great to see your dad get back into the dugout the last couple years, but now he's back in the manager's chair in Detroit. What's that feeling like for him? How happy is he to get the chance to manage again in the big leagues?
He's pretty fired up. You know, he's pretty excited. He, you know, he had a great run in Minnesota. I think that, you know, we can all kind of say that one, that, you know, it's not very often that a manager gets to manage for as long as he does in one spot in baseball. He did a really, you know, he did a pretty good job in Minnesota. So, but, you know, every time you get a chance to get a job like that, you know, everybody gets fired sometimes. So it doesn't work out, he gets fired, but he was very excited, I know, to get another chance to manage and to go to Detroit. You know, we'll see how they're going to be. I think they're going to rebuild a little bit this year, but, you know, it's a pretty good organization. So, he's very excited to get back into it and get a chance to manage again and get a chance to have some of his coaching staff from Minnesota on the bench for them. It's going to be pretty fun, too. So he's excited.
All right. New Colonels manager Toby Gardenhire. You hopefully hear quite a bit of him during the season coming up with us, but you can meet him at the Hot Stove Banquet on January 17th. We appreciate the time, Toby. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you very much. Happy holidays to you guys, too.
The new Colonel Skipper, very familiar last name there, and spent a little bit of time playing, as he mentioned, in the Midwest League in Beloit before ultimately getting to AAA. Now, I know Brian Dinkelman, he and his wife, they live here locally. They bought a house a couple years ago. Maybe Toby's going to have a chance to room with him again. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Dink is probably saying no on that, but just a hunch.
A minor league baseball coach buying a house, that is a bold step.
They like the area. And,
they do.
And Brian Dinkelman is from somewhere in downstate Illinois originally. So he's a Midwestern guy, came up through the Twins organization. So not necessarily a big surprise there, but happy to have him back in Cedar Rapids. And then Sibney Bayo pitched in the Mariners organization. It was actually a Midwest League All-Star with Wisconsin back in 2005. And Justin Willard is the fourth coach, I think Radcliffe is the college program that he comes out of, but the Twins adding some additional minor league coaches, including a fourth coach here in Cedar Rapids. And again, as we mentioned, Colonel's Hot Stove Banquet coming up on January 17th. Tickets available. You can buy them at the Colonel's website, colonels.com. Mitch Garver and Zach Granite, a couple former Colonels who've made it all the way to the Minnesota Twins, will be headlining the banquet along with Chris Atterbury. Toby Gardenhire will be here as well. It starts at 5:30. New location this year for the Hot Stove Banquet. It's the East Bank Venue and Lounge on 3rd Avenue Southeast in downtown. Tickets, as we mentioned, on sale now. KGYM, a proud media sponsor of this year's Hot Stove Banquet.
Yu Darvish is trolling us all. Earlier today.
How so?
The hashtag fake news.
Fake news, the reports earlier today that he had signed with the Cubs, and he said it was fake news.
He just released a photo about 12 minutes ago that reads, "I went to dinner with my friend John last night."
John Daniels, general manager of the Texas Rangers, whom he played for.
So this is just kind of become a puzzle that we're all trying to figure out how to put the pieces together, and I feel like he's kind of steering us in one direction so he can set us up for something else to happen. I love this type of trolling,
now,
especially from the player himself.
I know from reading up on this as a Cubs fan who has become immensely interested in Yu Darvish in the last 48 hours that he and John Daniels are very good friends. The Rangers are not expected to be a player for him, but I know there are a lot of folks out there hoping that John Daniels is going to steer him away from signing with the Houston Astros, which if you're Major League Baseball, you don't necessarily want that speculation out there because that's tampering, but they are good friends. And the last thing John Daniels probably wants to see is Yu Darvish sticking around in the American League West and pitching for another team. So we'll see. The Cubs stuff, we had Jesse Rogers on the other day from ESPN Chicago, and look, the Cubs are a player there. I know that upsets a lot of people, but if the price is right and they can bring in Yu Darvish to round out that rotation, and he's a lottery ticket. He's not the pitcher that he was when he first came to the United States, but he's still really good, and it would make a good rotation better, in my opinion. 552, we'll step aside. I'm so excited about Mike Quadi coming through Cedar Rapids, too, as a roving instructor with the Twins. And Toby mentioned him. I didn't get a chance to ask him about working with him, the former Cubs manager, who for the last couple of years has been the manager at Rochester, is now in a new role in the organization. The Twins announcing yesterday, the former White Sox catcher Joel Skinner is the new manager at AAA. So they've rounded out their organization. You can learn more at the Twins website. We will step aside, take a quick break. Kyle is going to have a big board update for you. Woodja is on the way to kick off hour number three. Back with more of the show after this.
Meet the Christmas shopping crowds this holiday season and start your shopping at Siegel's. Get jewelry at 40 to 75% off retail savings. This sale includes our entire stock of new and estate jewelry, diamonds, watches, tennis bracelets, gold and sterling. No interest layaway and Synchrony financing available. Visit our family-owned and operated store located on First Avenue, one block south of Town and Country Shopping Center.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Get a financial education Monday mornings at 7:20 on the gym during Corridor Money Matters featuring Tryon Investments. Learn even more at TryonInvestments.com.
Welcome back in, 5:55, couple minutes to go before we hit the top of the hour. College basketball tonight, the Iowa women at home taking on the Drake Bulldogs. That game is set to tip off in a little over an hour. The Iowa men will make their way to the Sanford Pentagon tomorrow night to take on Colorado in a neutral site non-conference game. That building only holds about 3,500 fans, kind of like I think the Knapp Center and the McLeod Center are way bigger than that. So it'd be interesting. We had a couple people ask on the text line about TV for that game tomorrow. It is a BTN broadcast at 7 o'clock, so that will be available nationally for Hawkeye fans to watch. And we'll preview it tomorrow coming up on the show. Also tomorrow, Spencer Petras, the recently signed incoming quarterback for the Hawkeyes. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com, and I'll chat with him at 6 o'clock tomorrow. And I know Kyle's working on some other guests, I think, as well, as we finally hit the pre-Christmas stretch here. Also, of course, it is time for the airing of the grievances, our annual Festivus tradition. We'll squeeze that in tomorrow also. Speaking of getting things in under the gun, it's going to be tight, but we've still got time for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Yesterday was the beginning of the early signing period in college football, and Calvin Lockett was one of the few guys in Iowa's recruiting class that didn't sign yesterday. Some fans were wondering what might happen with those guys, and at least as far as Lockett's concerned, Rob Howe has tweeted out that he's going to be signing tomorrow. Iowa State beat Maryland Eastern Shore last night in what turned out to be a surprisingly low-scoring and tightly contested affair, 55-49. The Cyclones led 34-17 at halftime, but 11 of their 17 turnovers came in the second half and let the Hawks crawl back in it. But in the end, Iowa State led from start to finish despite playing only seven players, led by Cameron Lard with 15 points and Nick Weiler-Babb with 7 points, 6 assists, and 12 rebounds from his point guard position. The Cyclones have now won 9 in a row and will begin Big 12 play next Friday. The Iowa State women were in action earlier today, and they also won 75-47 over Nicholls State. Madison Wise led with 18 points to get the Cyclones over 500 at 6-5, and they too will begin Big 12 play next Thursday. The Iowa women have a game tonight hosting the in-state Drake Bulldogs. It's going to be the first game since losing starting point guard Tania Davis. Redshirt freshman Lexi Civilian will be taking over her duties as the 25th-ranked Hawkeyes try to win their fifth in a row heading into Big Ten play. Tip-off's going to be 7 o'clock. We've got some high school basketball for you tonight, beginning at 7:30 on 1600, the historic main gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We'll have Washington, Iowa, traveling to take on Marion in a boys game. And at the same time, on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, we'll have the girls from Dubuque Hempstead traveling to Iowa City West.
You too excited for the final pre-Christmas, would ya?
Of course.
Yes.
It's coming up next. 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. Hour number three on the way.
Do you need Duracell batteries this coming?